This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you had a blessed holiday season with your family. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. God, I'm praying, oh God, for people that are dealing with grief during the holiday season. That God, that you would lift every countenance, lift every heavy burden, oh God. Lord, wipe every tear, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, throw your loving arms around them, oh God. Surround them with your presence, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you are doing and what you're about to do. God, you brought us this far, oh God. Trusting, leaning, and depending on you and your word, because that's all we have. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Luke, the first chapter, 46 through the 48 verses. Luke, first chapter, 46 through 48. And it reads as follows. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of this lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is, can God trust you? Think about it. It's not a hard question to answer or to even ponder on. Can God really trust you? This is a faith-based, profound question asking if you are a reliable steward of his gifts, his plans, and the gospel, with answers pointing to trustworthiness built through obedience, is built through character, and using your talents, your stewardship, and also remaining faithful in the midst of trials, just like Job, and living in alignment with divine purpose, making it a call to action to prove your commitment through deeds and not just your words. So let us look at the concept of divine trust, not maybe or if, but divine trust. Stewardship is God trusts people to manage resources, talents, money, time, the world. Those are resources. He trusts you to handle them responsibly, just like it's shown in the parables, like the parable of the talents in Luke 16. And he also expects us to carry his will. You see, God believes individuals can fulfill his purpose and has given the Holy Spirit as a seal and help to empower believers to do his will. Also, faithfulness. Faithfulness in the midst of trials. You see, God tests people by allowing hardships, just like Brother Job, to see if they will maintain faith, demonstrating a higher level of trust. So we is talking about, can God really trust you? And your character and your obedience plays a very crucial part as well. You see, trustworthiness isn't just about being honest, but also about developing courage, love, perseverance, proving you can be depended on. Not when it gets so heavy or get hot, you want to jump out. You don't want to go through anymore. But let me tell you something. Trials build your character. It sets a tone of how much you can take. You see, God would never give you an assignment if he didn't think you are well and able to carry it out. He would not give you a vision without provision. He has not given you the talent to write books if the books would not affect or make a major impact on the world. It's not just there sitting on the shelf. Just like how Yiririo Boshai, we can't waste God's time. God is not going to allow us to waste our time. Our time is valuable to God, just like his time is. So character and obedience played a major part. He's looking at your trustworthiness of being honest. And you have to develop courage and love and perseverance. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I'm going all the way with Jesus. I am in this thing for the long haul. There is no turning back. And that's the attitude you have to get. There's no turning back. Sometimes you got to release people, places, and things, and familiar things, things that feel comfortable with you, things that you knew that, hey, I don't have to go all the way. I can just do a part of it and let a part of it alone. But in this season, God is calling for you to give up everything, even release the familiar things that had you bound, that have you bound, that have you stuck. And he is asking you to release your comfort zone, because familiar situations, familiar people that are around you, allows you to be comfortable with your familiar. And it's time to prove yourself. Hey, God, you can trust me. I'm not going to fail on you. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to lack. I'm not going to get tired when it gets heavy. Yes, it's going to get heavy sometimes. And yes, I may get weak, but I got your word, because you will build me up. You will walk with me. You will talk to me. You will minister to me to go on. You won't leave me out here by myself. Come on here, somebody. So looking back, it's very interesting that Mary never asked to give birth to the Christ. No, she didn't. And she wasn't looking for the fame. Mm-mm. She was about to get married to Joseph. And she was making wedding plans. Basically, Mary was just minding her own business. She wasn't even thinking about this. But right in the middle of one of the most exciting times in her life, she was interrupted. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know, in the midst of the exciting time of your life, oh, things going good, a big interruption comes? Because catch this, your plans is not his plans for your life. Sure, you got plans for your life. Sure, true enough. But if you is a born-again Christian believer, sold out, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, your plans is not God's plans. Your plan can be interrupted by the plan of God for your life. That plan can detour you. The plan of God can detour you from getting into something that is waiting far ahead and that something is destruction. God sees before we see, and he will interrupt our plans. So her wedding plans were put on hold. Mm-hmm. It went from a celebratory time to a very stressful time. Come on here, somebody. She was highly favored, okay? But the assignment of facing her fiancé or the burden of facing him, family, and friends who thought she'd been unfaithful must have seemed much bigger than the blessing. You know she was talked about. She was called everything but a child of God. Because here she is, pregnant, and she know, and they know Joseph and her wasn't even married. And they automatically knew she was unfaithful. But the reason God chose Mary is because he knew he could trust her to carry the assignment with a good attitude, without complaining, and to fulfill his God divine ordained purpose. See, we talk a lot about trusting God, but my question is, can God trust you? Can he count on you to go through seasons that you don't understand? To carry a heavy burden that you didn't even ask for? And still have an attitude of faith. And you still don't murmur and complain. And you don't even understand what's going on. Can God trust you? If he gives it to you, it's because he knows you have what it takes to fulfill his purpose. If he knew you couldn't do it, he wouldn't give it to you. So once again, my question is, can God trust you? I'm serious. Can he really, really trust you? Come on, let's pray. Father, thank you for the blessings you have put on our lives because we trust in you. Lord, thank you that you also trust us to carry certain assignments with a good attitude. Father God, we believe that you are giving us the grace, the mercy, the strength to fulfill your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on today. And if you need to reach me, my number is 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. And remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood.